Hi, friends. Welcome. I'm Elise Marsh, and I'm your host here on the Perfectly Wonderfully Made podcast. I believe there's nothing like motherhood to give us a glimpse into the heart of our God who sees us perfectly, wonderfully made. Welcome to the podcast for Christian women who want to overcome overwhelm and experience the best of all the Lord has in store for them. I'm a childbirth educator, doula, wife, and mom who is here to show you how you can experience your best birth and postpartum possible, all while growing deeper in your walk with God. Welcome back, my friends. I'm so glad you're here today. I feel so grateful that you would invite me into this time in your day. Regardless of what you're doing, if it's running or driving or folding laundry or doing the dishes, thank you for listening. I pray what you hear today encourages and equips you. Before we jump in, if you haven't heard yet, I'm super excited to tell you guys my new Thriving Through Postpartum Playbook is here. I poured my heart and soul into this new digital product, and it is changing lives. Praise God. I've worked with hundreds of pregnant and postpartum moms, and I believe with all of my heart, we are better when we encourage, equip, and support one another in this season. Because if you know me, you know my heart truly just desires to change the world, any other world changers out there. And it created in me a passion to make something just for you. I wanted to create a resource that was going to help every postpartum mama out there. I wanted to include everything I personally needed to hear in those hard, challenging, sleepy postpartum days. And with all of my heart, I pray it blesses you. If you have a friend who's pregnant or newly postpartum, would you stop right now and text them a link to this episode? Because it just might change their entire experience. You'll find it on my show notes page and by heading to www.elisemarsh.com. Today on the show, we are going to talk all about how to overcome your fears surrounding childbirth. Our culture today has sold us short. So many women fear childbirth. From the media to their sister-in-law who had a traumatic birth, it's no wonder women are freaked out today. But we are going to get some freedom in this area, and I'm going to show you exactly how. God created your birth experience to transform you into the mother you were always designed to be. So if you're a pregnant mama listening to the sound of my voice today, I want you to think about what your biggest fears are right now about giving birth. I know this might sound counterintuitive to focus on the fears, but I promise you, this is the way we overcome them. So stay with me here for a moment. Have you thought about any of these things? Maybe you fear your planned epidural is not going to work. Yikes! Maybe you fear you're going to scream your baby out and that terrifies you. Maybe you fear you're going to poop when you give birth because you've heard about that. Maybe you fear dying. Maybe it's hemorrhaging or an unplanned cesarean birth. Maybe it's your baby dying. Maybe you fear you will die. I'll tell you, the one thing I hear time and time again is the fear of the unknown. Because as much as we plan and prepare, we can't control how our birth story will unfold. Birth will always be a story of surrender. Maybe you wonder how bad the pain is actually going to be. Will you be able to cope with it? Will you lose control? Will something go wrong? Will I be unable to birth this baby? If you're a dad listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you wonder, can I be a good support person? Will I pass out? Can I cope with seeing her in pain? Maybe you wonder, am I going to be a good parent? Or what if there is something really wrong with my baby? It is so normal to have all of these fears going into such an unknown experience, especially if this is your first baby. Birth is life-changing, and the weight of this journey and experience should be carried with respect and honor. Maybe it's that you had a really hard, traumatic birth, and now you're pregnant again, wondering if what happened to you before will happen to you again. Will you be able to cope? Will you survive it? Will it be just as traumatizing this time around? As normal as all of this is, I want to encourage you to do some work prior to labor and to quiet these loud, anxious thoughts and fears. You must. Hear me? Must. You don't really have an option. So fill your heart and your head with me right now with the truth in this season. Many midwives are going to tell you that worry is the work of pregnancy, and really it is. But can I just encourage you with another truth today? We serve a God and a good Father who has great things in store for his kids. The enemy is a liar, and he wants you frozen in fear. He wants you overcome with fear, paralyzed and helpless. My friend, can you hear his ugly voice in all these fears we've been talking about today? And isn't it just like the enemy to take what the Lord planned for good and twist it and turn it into something that would bring us fear and pain? I want to encourage you today to tune your ears to the Holy Spirit right now and recognize when you're hearing the voice of the enemy start to creep in. He's sneaky and sly and will make you think, oh, it's not a big deal. But my friend, watch out. He wants to wreck your birth. He wants to wreak havoc on your birth story. And you're not gonna let him. Don't let him. You've got to capture those thoughts. We've got to take capture those rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. You've got to take ownership of your thought life today. Don't let a sneaky, negative, fearful thought about your birth, your pregnancy, or your baby creep in and take root when you weren't paying attention. Because not only is it going to cause you so much pain and unrest, but it will cause you to have a really challenging labor. If you don't do the work in pregnancy to overcome these fears now, or you ignore them, they're going to show up in labor and cause a whole bunch of issues. You don't want these guys coming back to bite you in the butt. Trust me. But I know you're a wise and savvy mama listening to this today, and you're ready to do the work with me. I remember being pregnant with my first baby almost 11 years ago, and I was deep into my childbirth education training. I was a doula apprentice to the most incredibly wise doula mentor I've ever known. And still, I wasn't quite sure I could give birth without an epidural. I just didn't know. I didn't want to let myself down. I didn't want to set myself up to fail by saying I wanted an unmedicated birth and then not actually accomplishing my goal. I just wasn't sure how I would actually cope in labor. I had been a part of some lovely births up to that point in those early days of my doula training, but I just wasn't sure how this was all going to go down for me. And I remember having this conversation with my doula and mentor, and she asked me what I was afraid of, what was holding me back from going for it with my whole heart. And I looked at her and said, I didn't want to fail. It was the fear of failure that had a piece of me in that moment. And in her loving and supportive words, she spoke truth to me. She told me I could never fail, that Jesus had already created a beautiful birth story just for me, and I just needed to submit myself to trusting in him. That I could never fail, and I had to let it all go. All the fear of failure left me in that moment. She told me I needed to learn how to trust myself. She said I could actually trust myself in this process, and that in my vulnerability, I would find a love like I've never felt before. And she was right. My friend, If you're going to overcome whatever fear you're holding on to today, you're going to need to hold on tightly to the promises of God and cling to them as if your life depended on it. And here's why. Because fear is actually going to have a very physical effect on your labor. Fear is going to make your labor hurt more. And we don't want that. You don't want that. Your muscles get way more tense when you're fearful, causing you to experience more pain than is necessary. No one wants that. Fear is going to increase your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your breathing rate. And if these things go on for any length of time, your adrenal system is going to be activated, your adrenaline's going to start pumping, and a fight or flight response is going to happen, which is actually going to cause your labor to slow down or even stop. Adrenaline neutralizes the effect of oxytocin, which is the hormone that stimulates labor contractions, which dilate your cervix and bring that baby down through your birth canal. If your fears block oxytocin, it can lead to a longer labor, failure to progress, and more medical intervention to move labor along or to get you to your baby. Are you tracking with me? And my friend, it doesn't matter if you are experiencing fear in labor or it's your spouse or your partner or your mom or your mother-in-law. Yikes. Because guess what? You're going to see negative effects from fear on your labor pattern from anyone in your birth space who is experiencing fear. So choose the people who are going to attend your birth very carefully. They should be people who help you feel safe, loved, and supported. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You with me? We are going to tame these fears and put them in their place. Because your nervous system, your heart, and your head need to be at peace to have a smooth and uncomplicated birth. I'm going to teach you 6 steps to overcoming your fears in childbirth. Ready? Here we go. The first thing you're going to need to do, 1, write down all the things you hope won't happen. I want you to spend some time journaling and write out all the fears you have surrounding your labor and birth. Bring anything you've buried to the surface so you can identify it, name it, and move from fear to freedom today. 2, look these bad boys in the face. Don't ignore them, stuff them, or bury them. Like I said, name them. Trust me, they're not going to stay buried for long. They will come out eventually when you don't want them to. So best get to work, my friend. The third thing you're going to do is you're going to ask yourself, what truth do I need to speak over myself or replace my fear or lie with truth? What story are you telling yourself today? What truth or promise can I replace this fear with? What lie do I need to throw in the fire pit and let burn? Maybe you're believing the lie that your baby is too big or your pelvis is too small. Maybe you're believing that you're too much of a wimp to have this baby unmedicated. Maybe you're believing the lie that you're not strong enough to have this baby. Maybe you're believing the lie that the Lord doesn't have good things planned for you. Maybe you're believing the lie that your body is broken, that it's failed you in the past and it will fail you again. And I want you to ask yourself, what is going to help me feel safe and loved? What scripture do I need to speak or sing over myself right now? What truth do I need to replace the lies I'm telling myself with? 4, next, I need you to ask yourself, what do I need to do to feel loved and safe in labor? Is there a conversation you need to have with your spouse? Maybe it's a conversation with your healthcare provider. Is there an action step that you need to take to create a birth plan? Or maybe change providers or take a childbirth course? Do you need to do some research and find out what your hospital's policies are regarding newborn care? Do you need to find a different place to have a baby that is more baby friendly? Do you need to find a provider who practices trauma-informed care? Maybe You need to find a provider who's skilled in breech birth so you don't have to fear having a vaginal breech birth or a planned cesarean. Maybe you need to ask yourself, do I need to take the childbirth course with Elise so I can walk into my birth feeling confident and informed? Well, yes, my friend. Yes, I'd say you do. You can head to yourbestbirthcourse.com and hop in right now. For the entire month of April, the first 10 people who enroll in Your Best Birth Course are going to get a free 30-minute call with me where we are going to deep dive into overcoming any fears surrounding your birth. We are going to create a birth plan you feel confident in and resolve any questions or concerns you may have about your labor so you can do this with confidence and excitement and joy. Again, that's yourbestbirthcourse.com if you want in today and you want to grab that free 30-minute call with me. All right, fifth thing I want you to ask yourself, who can you share your fears with and process them with? Someone who can hold space for your emotions and encourage you. Maybe you're a survivor of a previous birth trauma and you need to do some work with a therapist around your triggers. Maybe you're a first-time mom and you just need to spend some time with a seasoned mama who had positive birth stories that they can share with you. Who is that person that you can share your fears with honestly? Is it your spouse or your birth partner? Is it your best friend? Is it your mom? I want you to find that person today and talk them out. Get them out. All right, your final action step is this. I want you to create an image of your birth involving safety and strength in your mind. I want you to picture your birth in your mind exactly how you hope it would go. If you can focus on this picture in your mind in the weeks up to your birth, you're going to teach your nervous system how to respond in a calm and relaxed way. You're training your brain. It's so good. It's going to cause you to have a normal heart rate and respiratory rate and strong, effective contractions that bring you to your baby sooner. Guys, we can do this. You can do this. If you're going to overcome your fear of childbirth, you're going to need to believe these three things. You're going to have to come to really own these things in your heart. These are the truths you must hold on to for today as you prepare to have this baby and for the rest of your days as you journey into motherhood. You ready? Here they are. Number one, you're going to need to realize that God is always with you. Listen to what the Lord says in Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, my daughter, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Psalm 118:6 says, the Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? The Lord will never leave you, my friend. Hold on to that truth today. Write it on your walls. Put it on your bathroom mirror. You've got to know that regardless of how your birth story unfolds, the Lord will be with you through it all because He cares so deeply for you. Second thing, you need to remember how loved you are. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, but God is so rich in mercy and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Romans 8:37-39 says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. My friend, overwhelming victory is yours in Christ. Did you hear that today? No fear is too big for our God. Bring them to Him and let Him wash you and shower you in His love. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. The third and final thing you need to remember is that you are in Christ. If you're a Christ follower listening to this today, my friend, remember that God put you into Jesus. You have the Spirit of the living God inside of you right now. In Christ, you have been given everything you'll ever need. The Lord has created you and put everything into your very being. He has given you everything you need to have this baby. You are strong enough because of the work Jesus did on the cross for you. You are capable. You can walk into your birth experience confident because of the confident hope that Jesus died for you to have. I want to leave you with this verse today. Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to be leaving them soon, that they will grieve, but that their grief will be turned into joy. And do you know what illustration he uses? He uses a woman in labor to explain to the disciples what this experience is going to be like for them. John chapter 16, verse 21 says, "It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into this world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you'll rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy." My friend, you may have sorrow now as you wrestle and you work through your fears, but can I encourage you that no one can take the joy you will experience when that baby is in your arms? The Lord will turn all of your pain into something more beautiful than you could ever imagine. And it's going to be so, so good. Go, turn your fears into faith that the Lord has an incredible birth story already written just for you. All right, friends, if you found today's episode encouraging or helpful, would you stop right now and share this episode with a friend? Would you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? This is the only way for the show to grow, and it lets me know how I can serve you better and brings a huge smile to my heart. Just scroll on down there, you guys, until you see that purple write a review button and leave your review there. All right, friends, if you're a pregnant mama today and you're ready to go deeper with me on your journey to preparing for your best birth experience possible, I want to invite you to join me in my course today. Head to yourbestbirthcourse.com to enroll. For the month of April, the first 10 people to enroll will get a free 30-minute coaching call with me. We're going to work through your fears and concerns and create a tangible plan for you to walk into your labor feeling confident, excited, and prepared to have this baby. Again, that's yourbestbirthcourse.com. Have a wonderful day, my friend, and I will see you back here again soon. Bye.